I had an update yesterday with Derry and Strabane District Council officials. The programme is ready to start in June with the relocation of the dog track, and the work on the actual pitch itself is due to start in July. Now, there's a caveat to that. It may be delayed, actually, to suit us, because we have to relocate to McGinn Park if the contractor needs a full programme that's been allocated. Now, the contractors are due to submit this week. If some of them can do it in a shorter time, it means we might have less games to play in McGinn Park, which obviously would suit us.
So it is McGinn Park that you're going to be moving to for the final weeks of the season?
Yeah, well, obviously, we were looking at Riverside as well, Institute's ground. They have a very busy youth club on a Friday night, and it probably wouldn't have suited us to play the games on a Saturday. Friday night's pretty much the choice of the fans, so McGinn Park, for a couple of reasons, is the choice.
How much work will be required at that venue in Buncrana to bring it up to League of Ireland standard?
Well, it has played League of Ireland Cup games before. It has hosted them successfully. There's going to be a few changes around exit lighting and some emergency lights in the stand. We're going to take the temporary seating that's been at the Brandywell since 2007. That's going to be donated to us by Derry and Strabane District Council. We're going to install that at McGinn Park, and we're going to leave it there when we're finished as well. Not a lot of work, to be honest with you, but the club has to pay for it.
Was the forum well attended last night?
It was a full house, actually, and it's one of those things, you never know what you're going to be asked at Derry City Football Club forums, but it was very good, very positive. It helps with the start that we've had. The manager has made an impassioned plea that he wants a full house against this game against Shamrock Rovers on Friday night. He pointed to the fact in the Galway game we got a winner in the 94th minute, and he said the fans really lifted the players on that occasion. So could I also echo that we want a full house on Friday night?
It's a high profile fixture. Shamrock Rovers are coming. Are you confident, Phil, that it will pass off without incidents, given the disturbances at the Cork City match a couple of weeks ago, which I'm sure is a big concern for the club?
Yeah,
at the moment.
It was asked last night by one of the fans. Billy Scampton was there, who looks after our security at the Brandywell. We're making all effort to contact those who we think were involved before. We're looking at social media. We're talking to the PSNA. We're talking to the local councillors. We're doing everything we can to make sure there's no repeat of that trouble on this game on Friday night.
It's a worry for the club, isn't it, the recent events?
Well, there's a couple of high-risk matches during the year, and Shamrock Rovers is one of them. Mm-hmm.
You said at the outset of the season you were a bit disappointed with season ticket sales, and you urged the public to come out and support more. How have you viewed the attendances in the opening couple of matches?
Well, they've been promising, especially when we lost the first game down in Ballybuffet. They have been encouraging, but we still have some way to go, because what we want to do is strengthen the squad in July when the transfer window opens. Kenny has a very small squad. He needs a couple of players, and he's looking for them, so hopefully the funds are going to be available in July to allow him to do that.
And can I just ask you as well, I mean, given the start that the team has made to the season with just one defeat, you're in a high up position. I mean, has the club readjusted its targets for the season?
Well, at the start of the season we said we want to qualify for European football, which means coming in the top three really, and we want to have European football at the Brandywell next year. In a couple of months I might be saying the target is to win the league.
That'd be quite a turnaround.
It would be.